Well, it was a massive rebrand yesterday. The Barclays Africa brand seemingly moving out, and APSA in itself really signifying the change in the group. The APSA group name also changing on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. But has anything changed, not just in South Africa, but for the rest of the continent as well? That is the big question. The group deputy CEO and the CEO responsible for the rest of Africa, Peter Matlara, joining us now as well over the phone. APSA in its time right now is perhaps at a critical juncture. The change in itself will certainly add quite a bit to its business, but has that translated to the rest of the continent?
Hi, good morning, and thanks for having me on this morning. In terms of the balance of our businesses across the continent, quite clearly, we've made sure as we've developed our strategy that all of those businesses and cities in the countries across the continent are fully integrated into our thinking as to how we want to show up and what we want to continue to do across the continent. As you recall, we bought the businesses on the balance of the continent from Barclays PLC in 2013. So we've been intimately involved in fact, running these businesses since 2013. We've seen some strong growth coming out of that.
Yeah.
The big difference between what happened yesterday and in South Africa and the balance of the continent is that on the balance of the continent, we still have the right to use the Barclays brand up until 2020, mid-year 2020, June 2020. Now, that brand has been in those markets for over 100 years, and we have a very deliberate plan as to how we will transition that brand in those countries. Of course, the challenges will always be everybody wants a new pair of shoes, etc. But yeah. At the same time, we've got to take our customers and our clients with us. Many of them may have heard of APSA, but they may not know who we are. They wouldn't know the size of our balance sheet. They wouldn't know how big and broad we are. And so there's a lot of work we are doing, both internally but specifically externally, to make sure that our customers, our clients, our business partners know who we are and the successful platforms that we are building. So it's going to be another 18-odd months before we launch the brand officially on the balance of the continent.
Peter, CEO Maria Ramos mentioned yesterday that the use of the rebranding of Barclays Africa to APSA Group, she sees it as a springboard to win back market share. When you look at the overall group in certain areas, in what areas are you identifying as perhaps improvement within the business?
Yeah, so if you, as Maria has again mapped out quite distinctly, if you look at our retail and business bank business in South Africa, we see that we've fallen behind in terms of market share across a number of areas. And so there's a very concerted effort and some very clear plans to execute how we will regain market share. It's very clear in the restructure that we put into that business, led by the chief executive, Ari Rotenbach, that there's some very direct things they're going to do. And I'm quite clear that over the next year, 2 years, we will be, whether it's in home loans or it's in asset and vehicle finance, we will claw back market share. We've seen already, as we've changed our strategies, how we've begun to regain share. So that's in one part of the business. Maria has also been very clear that in our corporate and investment banking business, we again intend to regain share. And as she has indicated, she said so in her speech yesterday, that we're in the market for a chief executive for that business. We currently have a joint leadership team in there. Yeah. And so it's a global search for a heavy hitter who's going to lead us in rejuvenating that business and taking our rightful place both here and across the continent. It's also interesting, of course, that if you look at the CIB business on the balance of the continent, when we bought these businesses from Barclays PLC, there wasn't very much in the line of CIB business, and we've grown that more than double digits over the last 3 to 4 years. So, I can go market for market, but what's clear to us is that if we do business the old way and we don't digitize, we don't bring in robotics and machine learning and all of the stuff that recalibrates what we do, we won't get where we want to get.
Very quickly then, Peter, as well, how are you going to make sure you convince the rest of Africa that indeed APSA is the way they should go, considering that the old brand has been there for about 100 years?
Well, so as I said, you know, I always like to say the relationship manager that turns up in front of the customer is the same chap who was there yesterday or lady who was there yesterday that will be there today. So we've got to demonstrate to them that, you know, the new product, the attention to detail, the quality of what we do, brought to you by the same people, and indeed a number of the new products that we'll be rolling out over a period of time will enhance their ability to do effective business. It's been interesting. Our customers have all said, so you're saying that really you're not going to change my RM, the same chap will come and see me, and you are going to deliver a better quality of product over time. So why would we want to go? So I'm quite comfortable that provided we do the right things, we should be able to get them across the line.
Peter Matlare, the Deputy CEO of APSA and also the CEO responsible for the rest of Africa at APSA. Thank you so much for your time this morning.